So what we've done this year is we've streamlined and focused on the balloons. It's a balloon event. We want you come out and see the balloons. So what we did is we kind of cut out some of the stuff that doesn't have to do with that. We are not doing things during the days now. So you can come out from 4 to 10 on Friday and Saturday night and get all the action in a very compact time rather than having to be there all day to get all the fun. We wanted to get you out, get you seeing the balloons, and then get you home. So, yeah, we're really excited about it this year.
So both Friday, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yep. At Ella Sharp Park, you can come out, see what we got going on. We do have the balloons, which is great because that's what everybody comes out to see. But we also know it's weather dependent. If you haven't been to the Jubilee in a while, then you may have realized that the balloons can't always fly.
I think everybody knows that.
I know we've had some bad luck the last few years, but knock on wood, we're going to get all our flights in this year. That's what we're hoping. So we'll get those balloons up in the air. You can actually see them from anywhere in the county. We'll be all over the county this year, particularly our morning flights. Those may not take off from the park. Like on our Friday morning, we're going to try to fly right over downtown while Gus Macker is going on. Should be really cool to see.
That would be neat. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get out so everybody can see it, but we want you to come down to the park and actually see them right up close, get a front row seat, watch them inflate, and just see the amazing colors and the